Chapter 23. At school, I skip lunch period and go over to the library and hand in my stuff for the contest. The librarian says that over 100 kids have entered this contest. I almost take back my entry when she tells me that. But then I start thinking about how much time I put into my writing. I ain't got nothing to lose, I tell myself. I'm almost out the door when I see some books on the table. They're poetry books, so I sit down and look at them for a while and think about Daddy all over again. Working in the principal's office has got its benefits. You get to see and hear everything, like parents coming in to tell Mr. Bajoli off. Juju came by today. She didn't have an appointment, but she wouldn't leave, so they pulled Miss Saunders out of class and got somebody else to cover her for a while. Before Miss Carroll can open her mouth to speak, Juju is screaming loud as anything. She's saying her sister is failing because of Miss Saunders. Mr. Bajoli comes rushing out of his office, asking Juju to quiet down. He puts out his hand and introduces himself. Juju looks at his hand like dirt's on it. She ain't gonna shake it. He asks her to calm down. She won't. Juju starts saying who she is and what she's come for. She's got on a skin-tight, fire engine red dress that swishes like cheddar cheese on a grater every time she moves. She's banging her fist like a gavel on the front desk. She sticks her long, bony finger in Mr. Bajoli's face and says, "Before that woman came, child got A's. Now all she gets is D's. What's up with that?" she shouts. Juju's right about Char's bad grades. As soon as Miss Saunders came here, she separated me and Char's seats. I guess she could see I was letting Char cheat off me. I ain't been doing Char's homework like I was, neither. Lately, I've been making up excuses, saying Mama's keeping me busy with chores, stuff like that. Before Mr. Bajoli answers Juju, Juju is on to a new subject. Char's all the time talking about that woman at home, mostly how mean she is and ugly. That teacher can't be taking her problems out on my sister just 'cause she got burnt on the face or something. Mr. Bajoli asked Juju to come into his office. No, Juju says. She's not leaving until she sees Miss Saunders. Mr. Bajoli finally tells Miss Carroll to send for Miss Saunders. Miss Saunders comes into the office with her head up and her grade book under her arm. She's wearing red today, too. She seems calm, maybe because she's never met Juju before. Mr. Bajoli waves his hand for Juju to follow him to the office. Juju shakes her head. No, we ain't hiding this behind no closed doors. I want this thing out in the open. Right is right, so let's handle our business here, Juju says. Mr. Bajoli stands his ground. Business is handled in my office or not at all. Juju's still mouthing off, but she follows behind Mr. Bajoli. This is Char's third time in seventh grade, she's saying. Char can't afford to do no more time here. Her other teachers know that. They're giving her the grades she needs to move up. Miss Saunders hands Juju some papers. Most of them are incomplete, she says. Charlize would rather pass notes than do assignments, Miss Saunders tells her. Juju eyes the papers. I don't know what happened next. Miss Carroll told me to go get the janitor and tell him the principal wants him to clean up the mess in the boys' room. Miss Carroll could have called the janitor on the intercom. She wanted to get rid of me is all. The next time I see Juju, she's stomping out of the office, saying Char better not flunk seventh grade. Her feet sound more like bowling balls falling to the ground than feet. Then, all of a sudden, she stops and stares Miss Saunders up and down. You don't know what you're doing. You never even taught kids before. You flunked my sister. You won't teach nowhere else. I know people. Big time people. She says, walking out of there.